What's going on, C-Town? Kenny Roto welcoming you to Nothing But Net. We're going to take a look at March Madness. Oh, my goodness gracious. If you didn't enjoy the games this weekend in March Madness, you ain't right. There's something wrong with you. It's the best time of the year. It's the best sporting event of the year, hands down. And we were treated to some phenomenal games through the first couple of rounds, especially this weekend. UNC and Iowa State, what a great finish that was. How about Dayton and Syracuse? The Flyers moving on to the Sweet 16. You had the matchup between Baylor and Creighton. Could Dougie McBuckets take his squad to the Sweet 16? Baylor said, no way. Blew out Creighton. So the Bears are on to the Sweet 16. Wichita State and Kentucky, the best game of the tournament so far. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Sorry that Wichita State had to bow out as early as they did. They deserved to be an Elite Eight or a Final Four team, but they ran into a Kentucky team who was a preseason number one. We were wondering if those young guys would ever figure it out and play together as a team, and they put it all together and had to. They played their best game to defeat a Wichita State team who was 35-0 coming into that contest. Kentucky knocks them off in the best game of this tournament, so they move on to play Louisville now in the Sweet 16. That's right, Patino against Calipari, and one of the Cinderellas along with Dayton has to be Tennessee. The Volunteers had to win a play-in game to advance to the Field of 64, and not only have they done that, they beat UMass and they beat Mercer, and now they go up against Michigan in the Sweet 16. So like I said, if you didn't enjoy the games this weekend in March Madness, something wrong with you. You need to see a doctor real quick and get examined. All right, let's take a look at my bracket, first of all, that I filled out before the tournament started. I'll tell you how I did there, and then we're going to take a look at the teams that are left in the Sweet 16, and I'll give you my picks for the Sweet 16 round. How did I do in my bracket? 24 out of 32 in the first round. So not great, but not horribly bad, right? In the second round, Sweet 16, I didn't do as well as I did in the first round. I lost Syracuse, Kansas, and Nova, as well as Duke, Creighton, and Wichita State. So I have 10 of the 16 teams left in my Sweet 16. I'm better in the Elite Eight. I've got 7 of my 8. I've got all 4 of my Final Four teams, and my 2 championship teams are there as well. So if the right teams win, I'm still going to do pretty well in my bracket, as I have Michigan State, Florida on one side in the Final Four, Louisville, Wisconsin on the other side in the Final Four, and then Michigan State beating Wisconsin in an all-Big Ten matchup for the national championship. So I still have a shot with my bracket. So it's not fantabulous, but it's not horrific. So I'm hanging in there with my bracket. So that gives you an idea of where I'm at in my bracket. You can check yours. If you're like me, yeah, a lot of blue X's on my bracket with some of those upsets and everything. But that's the way it goes. That's why we love March Madness. Best time of the year. All right, let's take a look at the games that are remaining. The Sweet 16 games. We'll look at the South region. You have Florida and UCLA matching up in a 1-4 matchup. I just think that Patrick Young, Scotty Wilbekin, and Michael Frazier, along with Billy Donovan's experience, having won 2 national championships as a coach, will be too much for Steve Alford and UCLA to overcome. I like the Florida Gators advancing to the Elite Eight. Dayton and Stanford. Nobody saw this one coming. Come on. Nobody saw this one coming. No. Who had the Flyers playing the Cardinal for the right to go to the Elite Eight? Number 11, Dayton against number 10, Stanford. Kudos to Archie Miller and Johnny Dawkins. Phenomenal coaching job to get their teams to this point. Hey, I'm going to ride with Jordan Seibert and the Dayton Flyers advancing to the Elite Eight. They knocked off OSU. They knocked off Syracuse. Why not Stanford? So I'm taking the Dayton Flyers to advance to the Elite Eight in the South. We'll go to the East. Virginia, Michigan State. Well, you know I have Michigan State to win it all, right? This is going to be a tough matchup. Virginia, one of the most underrated teams, and they're a number one seed in this tournament. Tony Bennett has done an outstanding job. Number one defensive team in the country. They've won 18 of their last 19 games. 5-game winning streak. ACC regular season champs. ACC tournament champs. And they've been impressive with their games in the tournament. But I just think that Tom Izzo's squad has too much balance for this Virginia team. The experience of Adrian Payne and Keith Appling and Gary Harris, and then you add in the low post presence, the outside presence, Kenny Kaminsky coming off the bench, the number three-point shooter in the Big Ten this year. The kid from Medina, Ohio, gives them something off the bench. I like Michigan State to knock off Virginia in this Sweet 16 matchup and advance to the Elite Eight, and they're going to take on the UConn Huskies. Why UConn over Iowa State? Because that's your matchup in the Sweet 16. I think the injury to Georgius Niang is going to show up bigger in this game than it did last game against UNC. Fred Hoiberg's team did a great job. Phenomenal job rebounding after losing Niang, but I just think that Kevin Ollie's squad, led by Shabazz Napier, he's going to channel his inner Kemba Walker and carry this team with a little bit of help from Ryan Boatwright and DeAndre Daniels. I think UConn finds a way to get to the Elite Eight. All right, let's go to the West. Arizona against San Diego State. San Diego State, one of the most underrated teams coming into this tournament as a four seed. I love what they do defensively. They have a nice mixture of offense and defense, and yeah, Sean Miller's squad is the number one seed out west, but I'm going to take San Diego State in this matchup. They played earlier in the year. Arizona came away with the win. I think San Diego State learns from that game earlier in the year, and San Diego State upsets Arizona and moves to the Elite Eight. Wisconsin and Baylor, Bo Ryan's squad survived. They were down against Oregon. They come back. They get a victory, and a lot of times that kind of propels you. It springboards you. It's that one game maybe you shouldn't have won that you did, that you have to go through. You have to get lucky maybe a little bit. Baylor knocked off Dougie McBuckets. They just demolished Creighton, but I think Wisconsin's going to find a way to beat Baylor and advance to the Elite Eight. The matchup that is going to have all the people talking, the storylines, Kentucky, John Calipari, Louisville, Rick Pitino, Kentucky, Louisville. Enough said right there, right? I mean, Louisville, the defending champs, Kentucky, the preseason number one squad, they somehow, someway came together against one of the best teams in the country in Wichita State and played their best game. Problem is, I don't think they can play better than they did against Wichita State. I don't. I think Louisville, even though they did not look good the last game, Luke Hancock finds a way to get it done. Russ Smith finds a way to get it done. Their experience from last year, I think, will be the difference. I like Louisville over Kentucky in that Sweet 16 matchup, and then Tennessee against Michigan. Everybody in the Buckeye State going to be rooting for the Volunteers. I know I will. Go Volunteers, or however that cheer goes. I'm a big Tennessee fan this weekend. Having said that, Michigan's inside-outside game, Ostoskis, Big Ten Player of the Year, knocks it down from long range. Glenn Robinson III. This is a team, again, finds a way to get it done. And I think playing in the Big Ten is going to help them in a matchup against Tennessee. And I like the Wolverines to move on. So let's recap my Sweet 16 picks. Florida over UCLA, Dayton over Stanford, MSU over Virginia, UConn over Iowa State. And then I've got San Diego State upsetting Arizona, Wisconsin over Baylor, Louisville beating Kentucky, and Michigan knocking off Tennessee. Enjoy March Madness. Hopefully we get better games. It's going to be hard to do, but hopefully we get better games than we had last weekend in the Sweet 16 and beyond. And good luck in your brackets. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.